You're listening to the ISACA podcast. Today we're speaking with COBIT certified assessor John Jasinski, who is an IT management and governance process consultant. In this episode, we'll discuss the COBIT 5 principles, where they came from, and how enterprises can leverage them. Thanks for joining us today, John. So to begin, how does COBIT 5 align overall strategic goals with IT-related goals?
To assist enterprises with establishing and maintaining strategic alignment, ISACA undertook research to provide guidance for understanding how enterprise goals drive IT-related goals. From this research, developers recorded generic enterprise goals and IT-related goals and represented their interrelationships in the COBIT 5 goals cascade. This cascade constitutes the top-down entry point to COBIT 5 for enterprises that are considering the alignment of their information and related technology assets and resources. The goals cascade indicates that the first step that enterprises should take to analyze their business and IT strategic alignment is to define and link enterprise goals and IT-related goals in support of stakeholder needs.
Why is aligning IT goals and enterprise goals necessary?
The main purpose of the governance of enterprise IT is to achieve strategic alignment of information and related technology with the goals of the enterprise. However, a continuing challenge for enterprises is how to achieve and maintain the alignment as stakeholder needs and enterprise goals change. The COBIT goals cascade provides context, structure, and content for consistency of goals and meeting stakeholder needs.
How do balanced scorecard concepts relate to and affect the COBIT 5 enterprise goals and IT-related goals?
To facilitate a comprehensive approach to governing and managing the alignment of IT performance with enterprise goals, ISACA built on the balanced scorecard concept from Norton and Kaplan. The concept is an approach to strategic planning and management that is accepted by many enterprises. The COBIT 5 enterprise goals and IT-related goals are grouped into the following balanced scorecard perspectives: financial, customer, internal, learning, and growth.
Why is it valuable that COBIT 5 covers more than just the IT function?
COBIT 5 covers all functions and processes within the enterprise, not only the IT function, as was sometimes perceived to be the case with earlier versions of COBIT. COBIT 5 considers information and related technologies to be assets and resources and treats them the same as any other asset within the enterprise, an approach termed IT savvy by authors Weil and Ross. Business managers are required to take on the accountability for governing and managing the IT-related assets within their own organizational units and functions in the same way they take on the accountability for other assets, such as the physical plant, financial, and human resource assets. Business managers must take ownership of and be accountable for governing the use of IT while creating value from IT enabled business investments. Business managers must become more IT savvy. COBIT provides a common, non-technical business language framework of guidance for business managers to use when engaging with their IT professional colleagues and advisors to make IT-related business decisions supporting IT savviness.
Why is the shift from managing IT as a cost to managing IT as a strategic asset crucial? And how can Principle 2 help enterprises make that shift?
Decisions on IT asset and resource use, outsource service selection, acquisition via cloud solutions, and bring your own device are being made increasingly by business managers. These decisions must be made within the overall governance and management arrangements of the enterprise to create optimal value for stakeholders. The second principle recognizes that the need for business managers to assume accountability for effectively governing and managing their use of IT is increasingly critical to enable the enterprise to achieve the goal of satisfying stakeholder needs. Decisions on asset and resource use, outsource service selection, cloud, bring your own device, are being made increasingly by business managers. These decisions must be made within the overall governance and management context to create optimum value.
What are some of the standards and frameworks COBIT 5 aligns with, and why is this alignment useful?
The third principle highlights the need to use an overall single integrated governance and management framework to deliver the optimum value from the IT assets and resources used. COBIT aligns with other relevant standards and frameworks at a high level and thus can serve as the overarching framework for governance and management. Isaka made a major investment over the years to align COBIT with other standards and frameworks, including ISO 38500, ISO 27000 series for security, ISO 20000 series for IT service management, ISO 31000, ITIL, COSO, PMBOK, PRINCE2, the data management model, and TOGAF, and others. Many of the processes in COBIT 5 are inspired by the guidance in these frameworks and standards, which are used by IT professionals worldwide. As such, many of the processes and practices in COBIT 5 relate to and align with one or more detailed standards or frameworks that are used by enterprises to govern and manage IT in their management resources. To help enterprises to work effectively with COBIT 5 and other standards, COBIT 5 enabling processes and other professional guides contain high-level mappings of COBIT to the other related standards and framework. COBIT 5 also integrates and harmonizes with the risk and value IT frameworks previously published by Isaka into a single comprehensive framework, making COBIT a one-stop shop for overall governance and management guidance. COBIT 5 includes in its scope previous guidance from Isaka and guidance from other standards and frameworks in the field.
So COBIT 5 uses non-technical language. What are some of the benefits of this?
COBIT 5 uses business terminology with a single overarching framework that serves as a consistent and integrated source of guidance in a non-technical, technology-agnostic common language. This source can be effectively used as the basis for more detailed guidance on addressing specific governance and management aspects, including security, cybersecurity, risk, assurance, vendor management, configuration management, cloud controls, and others, in an effective way.
What are enablers, and how do they relate to taking a holistic approach to implementing GITE?
The fourth principle emphasizes that efficient and effective implementation of governance and management of enterprise IT requires a holistic approach that takes into account several interacting components or mechanisms, termed enablers in COBIT, because they interact to support governance and management of enterprise activities and are interdependent. The change of implementing a holistic approach is related to the need for an organizational system, which is described in strategic management literature as the way a firm gets its people to work together to carry out the business. Such organizational systems require the definition and application of in a holistic manner of structures and processes and attention to people and relationship aspects. Enterprises are applying this organizational theory to governance and enterprise IT implementations by using a holistic mixture of structures, processes, and other components or mechanisms.
How do governance processes differ from management processes, and how can this separation help the achievement of enterprise objectives?
COBIT 5 builds on these systematic insights with the concepts of enablers. Enablers are defined as factors that individually and collectively influence whether something will work. In this case, governance and management of IT. The COBIT 5 framework describes seven categories of enablers, of which processes, organizational structures, and culture, ethics, and behavior are most closely related to the organizational system concept. COBIT 5 complements these organizational system enablers with other important enablers: principles, policies, frameworks, information, services, infrastructure and applications, and people, skills, and competency. COBIT makes a distinction between governance and management. This distinction aligns with the following guidance in ISO 38500. directors should govern IT through three main tasks. Evaluate the current and future use of IT. Direct preparation and implementation of plans and policies to ensure that the use of IT meets business objectives. And monitor conformance to policies and performance against the plans. In COBIT 5, ISACA states for the first time that governance and management of enterprise IT processes encompass different types of activities. The governance processes are organized following the evaluate direct monitor model as proposed in International Standard ISO 38500. IT governance processes ensure that the enterprise achieved by evaluating the stakeholder needs, set the direction through prioritization and decision-making, and monitor performance, compliance against progress and plans. Based on the results, guidance, and output from these activities, business and IT management plans, builds, and runs, and monitors to ensure alignment with the direction that was set by the governing body and thus achieve enterprise objectives.
Thanks, John. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But if you're interested in learning more about the origin of COBIT 5 principles, you can download the free ISACA white paper, COBIT 5 Principles, Where Did They Come From? From the ISACA website.